Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Invisible Order, Book 1, Rise of the Darklings, by Paul Crilly. Performed by Catherine Kellgren. Produced by Audible Incorporated.
Chapter 1, in which Emily sees something she thought belonged in stories and runs afoul of the villainous Mr. Ravenhill. 5 o'clock in the morning on the first day of Emily's adventures. On the day she found out about the hidden war being fought in the dreary streets of London, Emily woke up praying for snow. She knew it was selfish, but if it snowed, she wouldn't have to work. She wouldn't have to trek to Farringdon in the freezing darkness and buy her penny's worth of watercress. Instead, she could simply crawl back into bed with her younger brother and sleep till sunup. Emily lay shivering beneath the sheets, staring up at the shadowy black water stains on the ceiling and listening to William's steady breathing. "Please be snowing," she thought, closing her eyes tightly. She repeated these words to herself a few more times, then slipped out of bed and pushed aside the torn net curtain that covered the window. She wiped away the mist from her breath and stared out onto the street. Frost winked and glittered in the moonlight, a thin layer of gleaming white that reminded her of the powdered icing on Mr. Warren's cakes. Disappointment welled up inside her, a heavy weight in her stomach. There was no snow. She sighed and lifted her coat from the old rocking chair, pulling it around her shoulders as she stepped over the prone bodies of the new tenants. Emily didn't know who they were. She just knew they paid their money to Mrs. Hobbs yesterday, and the landlady had told them to sleep on...